Today's Shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Omud Beis. And we will do an entire siman today, siman pei, which is Mish En Yochol Yishomem Yafiach. The person is incapable of stopping himself from passing gas. What should he do in regards to Kriyat Shema as well as davening? Again, halacha is not afraid to discuss any subject. There's no subject that's too delicate, no subject that's too unimportant. Baruch Hashem, we have halachas about every aspect of life. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, Misha Bari Lo, if somebody's absolutely certain, She'eni Yochol Lamor Al Atzmo, he is not able to stop himself Milhafiach from passing gas, from having flatulence, Achi Yigmor Kriyat Shema Tefillah, until he would be able to finish the Kriyat Shema and the Shemoneh Esrei. In other words, the person has maybe some sort of a condition, as we'll see, that doesn't allow him to daven when he is not expelling gas. So then, what should such a person do? Mutav She'avar Zman Kriyat Shema Tefillah V'lo Yispalo. It is better for that person to not daven. He shouldn't say Kriyat Shema, he shouldn't say Tefillah. Rather, below Yispalel, Mimashi Yispalel below Guf Noki. It's better for that person not to daven, rather than to daven without having a clean body. The importance of davening in a state of purity, in a state of Tahara, is extremely important. So much so that Onis Rachmana Patri, if a person is sick, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't expect you to daven. If you're incapable of withholding your body from emitting odors, if you're not capable of doing that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I've exempted you from Tefillah. We'll see, however, this applies only under selected circumstances. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im avar zman tefillah, and if the person missed and fact out on the davening because of that, then onusu, he's considered an onus, he's considered a person who had extenuating circumstances over here, he wasn't able to daven, it wasn't his fault, u'mispalo mincha shtayim, and he's allowed to daven mincha, assuming this condition obviously is better by mincha time, so then he would daven tushman esris by mincha, as we've talked about past tefillas tashlumim, he could do a makeup tefillah for the most recent tefillah that he missed, if he missed it, unless he did it b'mezid, unless he purposely, intentionally said, I will not daven, so then even if he was lazy, even if the person fell asleep, he was drunk, or anything like that, where he didn't do it b'mezid, that he didn't want to daven, but circumstances made it that he couldn't daven, even though the circumstances were within his control. Nevertheless, a person is allowed to daven tefillas tashlumim. So certainly over here, where the person was onus, it was against his will, against his desire, that he couldn't daven shachris because he was unable to control his bodily functions. So therefore, he's allowed to daven mincha twice. The same thing would, of course, be true by mincha. If he couldn't daven mincha, he could daven tumarvs, etc. The halachas of tefillas tashlumim apply to such a person. The person calculates that he would be able to withhold himself from passing gas for at least this limited amount of time that it takes to say Kriyat Shema, a couple of minutes. So then, Yoniach Tefillin Ben Avo Rabba L'Kriyat Shema, then he should put on Tefillin the minute he's done with Ava Rabba, HaBocher B'mo Yisrael B'Ava, immediately put on your Tefillin, and then say Kriyat Shema, and then immediately take them off if you're not able to control yourself, because passing gas while you're wearing Tefillin is also very bad, as is passing gas if a person is saying Kriyat Shema. The Ramah adds over here, Hagah U'mevarech Aleihem. In this situation, if he estimates he'll be able to do so, he should even put the tefillin on with the bracha real quickly, say the Kriyat Shema, and then immediately take off the tefillin if he thinks he can't hold himself back from passing gas. That's the entire Siman Pei. We'll spend the rest of the shiur looking at some of the Mishnah Berurahs and some of the halachos in the Dirshu footnotes. So the Mechaber stated, Misha Barilo, he's absolutely certain that he can stop himself from passing gas. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph writes, La Fuke, this is as opposed to Imeno Barilo. He's not certain. Listen, sometimes a person passes gas, but he doesn't know for certain that he's going to pass gas in the limited amount of time that it takes to say Kriyat Shema Shemoneh Esrei. V'umasha atzmo mechashosha, d'shem yovo l'fiach b'yemtza, and he doesn't allow himself to daven because he's worried maybe he'll go and pass gas. Shaloki dinuo. So that person doesn't have a halachic right not to say Kriyat Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. For the chance that he might end up passing gas while he's saying Shema or Shemoneh Esrei, that's not a reason l'chatchilo that he shouldn't say them. Unless he's certain that he's going to pass gas, then he shouldn't say them. Sifkat and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Shein Yocho. What does it mean he can't hold himself back from passing gas? Rotsaloma, this means to say, Afilu imlo yomar ra Kriyat Shema utfila. If he would only say just the Kriyat Shema and the Shemoneh Esrei, Levad, just by them, not the Pesukim of the Zimmer, not the other parts of the davening, even for just the Kriyat Shema and the Shemoneh Esrei, Gam ken lo yuchol lahatzir atzmo ilofiach bemtza. Even for that, he can't hold himself back from passing gas. It's whatever the condition he has is going to make that, even that short amount of time to say Kriyat Shema or Shemoneh Esrei, impossible for him to say them without passing using gas, so then he's allowed to be exempted. He's halachically potter from saying Kriyat Shema and Shmoneh Esrei. Because Mishnah Berurah continues, D'ilav hachi, if that weren't the case, Yoseh tov la'asos kach milavato legamri tefillah Shmoneh Esrei. It would certainly be better in that situation to try to say the Shmoneh Esrei rather than say, maybe I'll pass gas and I won't say the Shmoneh Esrei at all. Because if he were to pass gas in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, so then they're halachas. He should stop, wait till the gas passes, he can't smell the odor anymore, and then he can continue in the Shmoneh Esrei. So therefore, unless he's certain that he's going to pass gas during the Shmoneh Esrei, he should try to say them, and if he does pass gas, he has to stop in the middle. Wait till the odor passes, and then he can continue. The issue footnote number one brings down an interesting question. Is this a problem of Baal Tishaktsu? A person shouldn't make himself into a disgusting being. Al Tishaktsu es nafsho sechem. Do not make yourself into an abomination. So if a person has to go and pass gas, is that called an abomination? If he doesn't pass the gas, we know, for example, by the halacha is that if a person has to go to the bathroom and he doesn't go to the bathroom, either for urination or for defecation, so that's improper. That's called Baal Tishaktsu, if a person has to go and he doesn't go. So does that apply over here too? So later on, Shulchan Aruch says that that's incorrect, that this din of Baal Tishaktsu only applies to going to the bathroom to urinate or to defecate, but doesn't apply to if you have to pass gas and you don't, that you're over Baal Tishaktsu. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel. He writes, for the Zman of Kriyat Shema, better that the person should miss saying Kriyat Shema if he's unable to hold himself back from passing gas. Ha'achronim iskimu, the Mishnah Berurah writes, that all the Achronim agree, the ein lo lavor zman Kriyat Shema, shu d'araisa mishum zeh. The Achronim, however, disagree with what the simple understanding of the Mechaber is, and the Achronim here, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and this is brought down in the name of the Aliyah Rabbah, the Avodas Hayom, the Gurah, the Magin Giborim, and others, who write that this is not true. A person should not miss out on Kriyat Shema because of the concern that he's going to pass gas for certain. Because saying Kriyat Shema is a deraisa, and gam b'tshuvas harosh, shemimeno mekor hadin, lo nizkar shom Kriyat Shema. And even though this din, which is brought down by the Rosh, that a person shouldn't say Shemoneh Esrei if he has to pass gas, so that's not brought down by Kriyat Shema. And in fact, the Magen Yibarim writes, Durak Shigra de Lishna. He says an amazing thing over here. He says that the reason why it says over here that a person shouldn't say Kriyat Shema and Shemoneh Esrei, better not to say both of them, so that's just Shigra de Lishna. That's just because they always say Shema and Shemoneh Esrei together. But actually, this din only applies to Shemoneh Esrei, and the din doesn't apply to Shema. And he brings a proof. The Mishnah Berurah says, Uraya, in Simen Lamed Chesiv Beis, it says over there, Isa Gam Kein Zehadin, Lo Nizkar Shom Rak Tfilo Levada. There, this din is discussed, and it only talks there about the halacha of Shemoneh Esrei, and not the halacha of Kriyat Shema. Vegam kan siyim, and if you look actually over here, it says that mutav shiavor zman kriyat shema utvila v'lo yispalo, and it says you shouldn't daven mimashi spalo below guf noki, but it doesn't say reading kriyat shema. Kriyat shema is not called tefila; it's called reading kriyat shema, and Shmoneh Esrei is called tefila. So here it just says siyim rak betvila levada. Vekavonis hashulchan aruch rak lomar daideze yishana hanhagoso shemispalo tomid kriyat shema utvila bezmana. He wants to suggest that the mechaber over here is telling us that you should change around your pattern. Normally you say Shema and Shemoneh Esrei, but if the person is certain that he's going to pass gas, don't say Shema and Shemoneh Esrei together, but just say Shema. Eli Yekor Kriyat Shema Levada Im Birchosel, with the brachos of Kriyat Shema, V'lo Yispal. In this situation, you're exempt from saying Shemoneh Esrei. Ki B'tvilahu Omed Lefnei HaMelech. The reasoning is as follows. When you're saying Shemoneh Esrei, you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and G'nai Godol Hu Lafiachos, and it would be a terrible disrespect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a terrible embarrassment to the person if he passed gas while he's standing in front of the Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avol. However, Kriyat Shema Eino K'midaber HaMelech. Kriyat Shema, as important as it is, as a deraisa that it is, you're not standing in front of the king saying Kriyat Shema. El Shem Kayim is there, it's on Hashem. Yisbarach, you are fulfilling what God wants you to do. Don't get us wrong, it's a tremendously important idea. Mitzvah to say deraisa. At the same time, it's not viewed as if you're standing in front of Hashem, and if you were to pass gas, it's not a tremendous embarrassment to you and a lack of respect for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I, in this situation where the person is going to constantly be passing gas, so he's not allowed to put on tefillin, so how can he say Shema without wearing the tefillin? Ha'tefillin tzvichim good noki, and the tefillin need a good noki. So if you pass gas while you're wearing the tefillin, that's a terrible aver, as we've already learned previously. Nevertheless, yom lo yamtin v'yavar zman kriyat shema kedei likros b'tefillin. So the halacha is that if you don't have a pair of tefillin, or if you can't wear the tefillin because you're going to pass gas, so say the Shema, even though you're not wearing tefillin. And as we'll see in the Dershah footnotes, it's not a problem of made edus sheker biyatzo. It's not a problem of falsely testifying about yourself, because when you say kshat milosei adecho, yulutot tefos beninecho, since you're an ones over here, it's not a problem. And when at later point in the day, when you're able to control yourself and you won't pass gas, then you'll put on tefillin for whatever period of time that you can. The issue footnote number two brings down that if a person can control himself, even though he feels the urge to go and pass gas, if he can control himself, then he's certainly allowed to say Kriya Shema. The issue footnote number three brings down, does a person have to fast if he passes gas while he's wearing tefillin? So he brings down from the Eish Lavrom from Bochach, so that in fact one should fast if one passes gas while he's wearing his tefillin. Because he says this is certainly more chomer than if a person were to just drop his tefillin, where we say that he should fast or at least give tzedakah. So certainly, Allah has kama v'kama, it's much more of a busha for the tefillin if the person passes gas in them than if they fell on the floor. However, Lamaisa, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita writes, Shalom no'agu lotzom, that's not the minhag Yisrael. The issue footnote number four brings down that when you say Shema and you're wearing your tefillin, they're not ma'akiv to each other. They're two separate mitzvahs of saying Shema and of wearing your tefillin. The kivishu onus in this situation where he's under extenuating circumstances, he can't control himself and he can't put on tefillin, so he's not considered as if he's made edu sheker on himself when he doesn't wear the tefillin for saying the Shema. Finally, the issue footnote number five brings down, if a person didn't daven shachris, so the Shulchan Aruch writes down, yesh lahashlam tefila zubim mincha, he should daven mincha twice, as we already mentioned. Ulegabi mishalo espal shachris mispal shei tefilas mincha, and when such a person davens tushman esris by mincha time, he brings down from the sefer Machne Yisrael, sheroi v'nochel espal tefilos elu im tefillin. You should wear your tefillin at mincha time, if for whatever the reason, by shachris, you couldn't daven shachris, and you obviously didn't put on tefillin, so this way you should wear your tefillin while you're davening mincha, kivin shalo zochel espal shachris mincha. So you couldn't daven shachus with tefillin, so you certainly should wear the tefillin while you're davening mincha. Sivkat and Dala, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Ramah, who said that when you're putting on your tefillin after Abocher b'Moyso b'Yavah, and you're able to say Shema for that short period of time while you're wearing your tefillin, you should make a bracha over there on the tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'tekev acha kriya Shema yichaltze. As soon as you finish the Shema, you should take off the tefillin because we're concerned that you're going to pass gas. Avol atalis, but the talis yochel alav, so you can still wear the talis, because even if you have to pass gas on it, it's not the end of the world. And you can levarach alav kodim shaskel abrochas, and you could wear the talis at the beginning of the davening and make the brachas at that point in time. V'gam yuchel alav shel kol yom, because you'll have to wear the talis all day long, shein sarach guf noki litzitzis, because the person doesn't need to have a guf noki while he's wearing a tzitzis. Haraya, person wears tzitzis when he goes to the bathroom, even if he's defecating, he still leaves on his talis cut, and you don't have to take it off. Mishnah Berurah adds, Umiyu, im lo hiniach talis mikodem, uvalo bein ava l'kriya shema, if a person, for whatever the reason, didn't put on his talis beforehand, and now it's between ava rabba and the kriya shema, yochel lo niach below brocha, you can't put on the talis there, but don't make a brocha on the talis. The bilavisha lo have a hefsik, because putting on, that's not considered a hefsik, but making the brocha over here would be considered a hefsik. Divshu footnote number 7 brings down, the chiluk bein tefillin, shekosav kedasar amosh and mevarech aleim, why by tefillin do you make the brocha? As opposed to over here by talis you don't. So we learned in Simon Samach Bav earlier on, Shetzitzis ain't a chovas gavra. The tzitzis aren't an individual responsibility. If you're not wearing a four-quarter garment, you don't have to wear tzitzis. As opposed to tefillin, which is an individual person's responsibility, it's called chovas gavra, and therefore that you're allowed to go and make a bracha on, as opposed to the talis, which we don't. Now the Mishnah Berurah adds a very important idea. All the halachas that we've learned today, so far, what we're talking here about is a temporary situation where the person can't control his flatulence. He ate something, he has some temporary, transitory type of an illness. And the next time that he davens in the evening, he'll be able to daven without this problem. In that situation, we say, better not to say Shmon Esrei because you're concerned that you're going to definitely pass gas, because you'll be able to go make it up at another time by saying Tushmon Esrei is at the next tefillah. However, Avol Misha Raga B'kach, but somebody Nebuch has some sort of a bad, severe GI illness, Sheesh L'choli Shemachmosel Muchruch L'fiach B'choshoi, he has some sort of a problem where he's constantly passing gas, and this is not a temporary situation, it's not going to go away with time, but Nebuch, he has to live with this. V'lo Yispalad, if you can tell this guy he can't daven Shemon Esrei, Niftar Min Atfilah L'Olam, he's never going to daven Shemon Esrei again the rest of his life. Such a person, Mutalol Yispalad below Gufnaki, such a person is allowed to go and daven Shemon Esrei even though he's going to pass gas. The lo osi Isser Hafocha, Shureach Ra, Shein lo Iker, because the Isser over here of passing gas doesn't have any substance to it. It's just a reach. It's just an odor. There's no substance over here, and this is just an Isser Derabanan. Certainly, Kriya Shema will be pushing this Isser Derabanan aside. V'dachili Kriya Shema Daraisa, O Latvila Shumitzu Derabim. And certainly, you can't even have this prohibition of davening when you're flatulent, pushing aside Tvila Berabim. certainly not d'oraisas, and not even tefillah d'rabban. Lachain, therefore, such a person with a chronic illness, yikari kriyashma v'yispalo, is allowed to say kriyashma, is allowed to daven, and we'll learn later on the halachas, when a person goes and passes gas, he should stop and pause until the odor goes away. The prichadosh kosav gamkin kocha, he agrees with this. However, he even adds, ala dehosif, kishayagia lo hafocha, when he does have to pass gas, yavsik, he should pause, achiyich la reach, until the reach goes away, kamo b'reach rash, and lo ikud deposik. As it was with any situation where you smell something bad that doesn't have substance to it, you wait till the bad odor goes away, and then yachzav yispal, and then you can continue davening. However, the primogodim nistapik oat, he is further in unsure of the halacha. The Efsho, the Shari Lo Bechayigah Gab, no lo niach tefillin gamkin. He says, maybe in this situation you can even go and put on tefillin. Because he says, the Ech Yakor Liola Mitzvah Saseh the Reis of the tefillin. Because this person who has a chronic illness, he's never going to put on tefillin. Should this push aside the mitzvah Aseh of putting on tefillin? And he's left with the Tzarchiyin. Venir Ali, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, the Kavonas of Prima Godim Raka Hanocha Olezu Regoim. That the Prima Godim is saying you should leave it on all day. The Prima Godim is just saying over here, maybe you should put it on just quickly and then take it off. Rakade Lekayim and Mitzvah Zasi. As soon as you fulfill the Mitzvah Zasi of putting on tefillin, immediately take it off. The Yosir Mizeh Bevad the Yosir, because to leave it on for a longer period of time while you're passing gas, that would definitely be Osir. If a person can control himself only for a few seconds, enough time to put on one or the other, the shoyad or the shorosh, but not both of them simultaneously, so then yinichem echod echod, put on one, take it off, then pass the gas. Put on the other, take it off, pass the gas. Because that's the best that you can do, and this way you won't be over the iser through abanon of passing gas while you're wearing tefillin. In regards to a bracha, in your bracha, the Mishnah Berurah says, nearly, it appears to me, you wouldn't make a bracha in such a situation. Furthermore, he brings down the Ramah from the Tshuvas HaRamah in Siman Sadiches. If a person is constantly dripping urine out of his body, he would never be allowed to daven. Then he can put some sort of an undergarment around his genital area. And then the urine will get soaked up into the undergarment, but since he's wearing cleaner clothing above it, he would be allowed to daven. He could go into shul and daven. And actually, while the urine is dripping out of him, Yafsik, he should pause then, and continue davening. As long as he doesn't have to go at the very moment that he's starting the davening. Even though he knows he can't last long enough to say the entire Shemoneh Esrei without having the urine drip out of him, as long as he starts with it out, not dripping out of him, then he would be allowed to continue, pause when the urine drips out of him, and Ayin Shami says to go look at these halachos over there in more detail. The issue footnote number 11 brings down halachas we've discussed already previously in terms of what about if a catheter is in a person, does he have to cover up the catheter? So the bottom line is the poskim allow one to daven when he has a urinary catheter placed in a catheter bag attached to it, and if you want to be yotzei all of the poskim, you should cover it up with some sort of a covering. Although b'shas atrak, it certainly may not be necessary according to some poskim. Ayin Shem and Dirshu footnote 11 for more details. This concludes today's shir.